Parshas Amor starts off with the Din of Tumas Kohanim, and Rashi quotes from the Gemara, from the Torah Kohanim, that the opening pasuk is very strange. It says twice, Amor al Kohanim ve'amarta aleim. Why twice, Emma ve'amarta? So he quotes from the Gemara, L'hazeh gedoyla malaktanim. What does it mean? We should tell the Kohanim that they should tell the children that they shouldn't be metamei l'meisim. That this is the mocker, even though the children are before bar mitzvah, and even though the whole din of chinuch is only midirabbanon, but here it's a pasuk in chumash. So Gemara said, "This is a deraisa that also is posel biyadayim, even if the cotton is kodem shehigei lachinuch. There's a din of chinuch midirabbanon on each mitzvah when the child is hegei lachinuch, is able to understand what the mitzvah is all about. Child has to be able to pick up a little bit in esrig and has to understand what it means. A mitzvah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, is mitzavas." So when the child is a gei l'chinuch, midirabbanan, there's a din of chinuch. But before the child is a gei l'chinuch, there isn't even midirabbanan a din of chinuch. So here there's a din deraisa, l'hazeh g'dayla malaktanim, also this posel b'yadayim. You're not allowed to be metami akoyim b'yadayim. The Gemara learns out that there are three psukim that seem in three, one is over here, one is by Shvatzim, one is by Dam, the Gemara in Yevamos, beginning of Perek Cheresh, one of the later prokim in Yevamos. The Gemara says from the three psukim, if you would only have one posik, you would have thought it's only a local din over there. You would have had the other puzzle. You would have thought it's only a local din over there. Once you have the three psukim, so it's a din, call it terakula. Also, there's supposed to be a daim. A din deraisa. You're not allowed to be machal be a daim trefus to a child. The Gemara happens to be talking about an isa deraisa. What about an isa derabbanan? Is it also there's supposed to be a daim? Let's say when you have a little baby, so you have to buy baby food, beech nut baby food. So you have to have hashgacha. If it's tray for baby food, you're not allowed to feed it to the baby, even though the baby is kodem shegei lachinuch. What if it's only tray from the rabbanon? What if it's not tray from the Torah? So that's a machlok, is the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam holds that also the supposed to be adayim even applies to an isa de rabbanon, and the Rashba claims not so. The Rashba claims based on the Gemara against the Rambam. That's a shaila. Is it permissible to let's say there's no eriv in the location, in the area, but it's only a carmelist, so the whole prohibition of carrying is only with the rabbanon. So is it prohibited to give the child on Shabbos the candy, tell the child take the candy to shul and eat it in shul, to give the child the siddur, tell the child carry the siddur to shul? That should ask the child to carry the siddur for me. That for sure is also that's not a topic. It's supposed to be a daim means to give it to the child, the child should enjoy it, but if I'll give the child a candy, the child should take it to shul and eat it. So the Rambam holds that that's awesome. And the Rashba holds that it's muta. Even according to the Rambam, what if it's not even an Issa de Rabbanan? What if it's only an Issa Minik? Let's say kitnias. Kitnias. So you're not allowed to give candies, kitnias, on Pesach to a little baby. So Chacham Avadi writes, he thinks that for sure that's muta. Whenever there's something that's only awesome, itam Minik, so that for sure is mutal, is supposed to be adam. If he's lo, he gei l'chinach. If he's gei l'chinach, you have to explain to him, this is kitnias. We have many, we don't do it. The din of chinach is only midirabbanan. Yeah, so, there is a din of chinach midiraisa. There is a din of chinach midiraisa. That's what the Chafetz Chaim points out. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Amar Avinu ki yedaitiv. I love him. L'mana sheitzav is bonav espesa achvav. There is a din of chinuch min haTorah. You have to tell your children that now you're not bar mitzvah, you can eat all the chaza you want. But after you're bar mitzvah, then you have to not eat chaza, you have to keep Shabbos. That's a din of chinuch deraisa. You have to explain to the child that as soon as it becomes bar mitzvah, he has to observe all the din haTorah. But that you have to train the child b'katnuso, that he shouldn't violate the averis now and he should keep the mitzvahs now, that part of chinuch, that's only midirabbanan. Yeah.
So
the only Dora, the one in that Kohanim, to teach their children about Tumah, but everything else would be Derabanan. If the child is going to be Metame on his own, that I should stop him, that's only Derabanan. But that I should, I'm a Kohen, and my son is a Kohen, and I want to send him into a Beis HaKvaris. So that's an Issa Derais. Also the Tamosa be a dime. That's an Issa Derais. That's Lahazik Dolam Alaktan. It means also the Sposa be a dime. The Sposa means to feed him, to feed the trefus to the child. In the Sefer Yosha, the Rabbeinu Tam, that's all the Rabbeinu Tams that Tosfos quotes, are all come from the Sefer Yosha. So the Sefer Yosha, Rabbeinu Tam, he writes that there were some Hasidim, Prushim, who had a Chumrah, that they had little babies, and on Yom Kippur they wouldn't feed the babies until the baby would become a Sofik Sakana. Only feed the babies when there's a Sofik Sakana. Because also there's supposed to be a diamond. And he said, there I said, to give treif of food to a child, or to be metami akoyin, even if it's lohi gelachinoch, or to give food on Yom Kippur, you'd be machshel the child in an avera derais, eating on Yom Kippur. So Rabbeinu Tam says that that's a joke, that that's against the Minchas Chinuch, suggests like that. Minchas Chinuch rediscovered America. He came up with that Einfall also. The Rabbeinu Tam, a few centuries before the Minchas Chinuch was born, Rabbeinu Tam quotes that it was such an opinion, and he makes it, and he says that it's ridiculous, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says that you're permitted to bathe the babies on Yom Kippur, even though Rechitza is an Isser, and even according to the Rambam, all the Chomish Inuyim, they're all deraisa. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that only Achila Shtiyah is an Isser deraisa on Yom Kippur, and the Rambam's opinion is that all the Chomish Inuyim are deraisa on Yom Kippur. And nonetheless, the Gemara says you're permitted to bathe the little babies on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, why is that? Because in the days of the Gemara, they used to bathe the babies every single day. So since Haina Revise, that's the normal way you raise a child. The normal way for the child to develop is that the baby has a dirty diaper, so you have to wash, you have to give the baby a bath every day. So you're allowed to do it on Yom Kippur also. We don't always bathe our babies every single day. So that's why on Yom Kippur we don't bathe the babies unless the baby taka got all dirty. So then it's taka Haina Revise. But in the days of the Gemara, in this one aspect, they were more makbid than we are. They used to bathe the babies every single day. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam says, to feed a baby, that's Haina Revise, that's normal. Whatever is normal. So there's no isul is supposed to be adayim. Let's say a baby has some kind of a sickness and the medication is treif. So normal, when a baby is sick, so everybody gives medication to the child. So what are you going to say? It's only mutter to give the baby a cotton shaloi gi alachina. It's only mutter to give medication when you think there's a suffix akon. No, a baby is sick, so you give medication. Haina Revise. You don't have to worry about the fact that it's treif. So this is a real topic. This also is supposed to be adayim. It's a real din. The din is that the kohanim are not permitted to be metamel amesim, unless it's one of the Zayin Krovim who are mentioned in the Chumash. Chumash only mentions six Krovim. The seventh one is Ishtoi. We had the Gemara in Bav Metzia. Ishto Nesua as opposed to Ishto Arusa. Ishto Arusa lo mitamila. Ishto Nesua is mitamila. Why? Because it says, Kiim l'sher ha-korav elov. The Gemara says, the sher is u'ishtoi. That's what Rashi quotes from the Gemara. Sher is u'ishtoi. The Rambam writes, that this halacha that the kohen is metami l'ishtoi is only medivrei sofrim. It sounds like it says it's only medirabon. Pashup shat medivrei. It's a question. Medivrei sofrim means Torah shebal peh. It's a drasha with the Torah shebal peh. Because pshutu shel mikra doesn't mean that. L'shera just means shera koraveilov means these relatives. So the question: how do you punctuate the pasuk? Kim l'shera koraveilov kama l'aviv kama l'imai. That's the first of the seven Krovim. Kim L'Sher is the first one. Ima Avi, but the next, second, and third, and so on. Oh no, Kim L'Sher Korovel of Kolin. Only to his relatives, namely, Li Ima Li Avi Lebna Lebita Achosa. So the Targum Onkelis, the Kesem Mishnah points out, the Targum Onkelis does not say L'Sher Ishta. The Targum Onkelis says to his relatives. So the Kesem Mishnah says the Pshut of Shal Mikra doesn't mention a word about Ishtoi. That's only a drasha of the Torah Shabal Peh. So the Targum Onkelis just gives Pshuto Shal Mikra. Because the Mishnah understood the Rambam that when he writes Divrei Sofrim, he meant Torah Shebal Peh. Pashut Pshat in the Rambam, he meant that it's only Midirabbana. So that's what we discussed. Where does he come off to say that it's only Midirabbana? There is no such Gemara. How did the Rambam get that idea? So the Sofnas Paneach, the Ragat Shover, in his Sefer writes, there was a Machlekes HaTanoim in the Gemara in Perek Yeshnoichlim, where the Habal Yerush is Ishto is the Raisa de Rabban. And the word Sheira appears over there also. The Satmas Nachalosa the Sheiro. So there's a Machlekes Satanoim, whether that's a Drasha Gmur de Raisa or only an Asmachtim and the Rabbanon. And that's a Machlekes, the Ramam and the Raibid had a Pask, and the Ramam Pask was a Habal Yerush is Ishto is only Midir Rabbanon. That the word Sheiro does not mean Ishto. It's only an Asmachtim. And the Raibid disagrees, he holds that Habal Yerush is Ishto is a Din de Raisa. So the Rambam understood that the same machlekes hatanoim over there by sheru with abal yerushasishtas, the raisa rabbanu would apply over here on this word sheru. What's the issue? Why should it not be deraisa? Because every other relative, when a parent dies, when a sibling dies, when a child dies, even after they die, it's still a relative except that he's dead. By the wife, if the wife dies, so they're not related anymore. So that's the end of the marriage. The marriage is terminated. So after the wife dies, how can you say the Baal is metamel ishta? She's not ishta anymore. So that's the shaila, should I say. But she was ishta till she died, so therefore there is Yerusha deraisa. So he's saying, no, now that she died, she's no longer ishta. Misa cancels the whole issues. So since the Rambam Paskin, that's how the Ragat Shavah writes in the Sefer, since the Rambam Paskin is that Abal Yeresh Eshishta is only the Rabbanon, so Mimele, this led him to believe that Abal Metamel Ishta Nesua is only with the Rabbanon. And they arrive at his Masig on this. On this Pasuk, we spoke many times this year, there's a Machlekes Hatanoim, Kim Lich Achos Apsula, the Kohen is Metame to his sister, if she was never married before. So the Pasuk says, Lo Yitama, to her, he should be Metame. So how do you translate? Lo Yitama, he's permitted to be Metame to the seven relatives, to the sister and the seven relatives. Well, he's obligated to be Metame. So the Rambam Paskins, like Rabbi Akiva, Lo Yitama is a Chayva. The Gemara and Dav Gimel in Soita quoted three psukim where there was a Machlek, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says, Lo Yitama Chayva. Rabbi Shmuel says, Rishus. The same thing by Yavik Knaini. It says later in Chumash Vayikra, Lo Elamahem Tavoidu. And Eved Ivri goes free either B'sheish or B'yoivel. And Yavik Knaini says, Lo Elamahem Tavoidu. So Rabbi Kiva says, it's a Choyvo, HaMashachar Abda Oiva Be'ese, it's an Iser Ese. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, means it's a Rishus. If you don't want to let him go free, you don't have to. You want to free him, gives him to hate. What's it doing in Soita Dav Gimel? Because the third Pasuk is in Parsha Soita, Ovra Allah Ruach Kina V'kina Es Ishta, is that a Choyvo? Or is that a Rishus? That's also the Gemara says. It's a third Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel.
Isn't to say that it's Nisum Midr Rabbanan, or it's the Nisum Midr Rabbanan Kim Yitamit one, for calling Kim Yitamit to his wife, is there an Akira Tavar Min HaTorah Kim Ba'aseh?
Right. That's what the Rambam asks that question. How can En Koach Laka Bikum Ba'aseh? So the Rambam answers, Asa'u HaKem Meis Mitzvah. Why is it that if there's a Meis Mitzvah, why is it that the Kohen is permitted and obligated to be metami? Even a Kohen Gadol is not metami to the seven relatives, but a Meis Mitzvah is metami. Same as a Nazir. A Nazir is not allowed to be metami even to the seven relatives, but to the Meis Mitzvah he is metami. Kohen Gadol and Nazir have the same din. They're not allowed to be metami even to the seven relatives, but to the Meis Mitzvah they are. Why? Because of Kavod Abrius. That's a serious breach of Kavod Abrius. That's what the Rambam understood in the Gemara. If the husband is not going to attend his wife's funeral, it's biyabusha. It looks as if they didn't have shalom bayis all along. So you can talk yourself blue from today till next year. He's a kohen, and I'll let him be mitam lemeis, and people will not understand it. It'll be a bizoyin. So the Rambam says, asu hakemeis mitzvah. The Rambam says that that's what it says in the Gemara. So the Rabbit says, that's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about a specific case where the couple is only married midirabbanon. She's only married midirabbanon. Gemara has a case, let's say, a father died, and he has a young daughter who's before Bas Mitzvah, so she cannot get married min HaTorah. She's a Ketana. She has no Das. And only the father has the ability to marry off his children. If the mother or the brothers marry her off, that's what we call Kiddushei Miyun. He siyua ima v'yacheha. If the mother or the brothers marry off, that's only Kiddushei Midrabbanan. And nonetheless, the Gemara says, Aktana sheneskatsha, he siyua ima v'yacheha. And then the wife dies, so the Kohen is Matame. So the Gemara says, Hayitochin. But the Min HaTorah, they're not even married at all. They're only married Midirabbanan. So the Gemara answers, Asua Kemeis Mitzvah. So the Gemara says in one particular case, Asua Kemeis Mitzvah. The Gemara doesn't say every single case of a Kohen being Matame to his wife is only Midirabbanan. That's the Ravitz Hasog on the Rambam.
If the Rambam is saying that Asua Kemeis Mitzvah, then the Chachamim Asua Kemeis Mitzvah, it is a Mitzvah.
I don't think anybody says halacha l'moshe misina. The pasuk says l'sheiro. So some hold the Rambam hold sheiro is only an asmachta midirabbanan. That's not a real valid drasha. And the Rabbit says no. The sheiro is a wishta. It's a drasha of the Torah Shabbat. It's an additional level of interpretation. Pshutu shel mikra l'sheiro means l'krovo. An additional level of interpretation given by the Torah Shema Peza, Sheir is a wishta. Halacha Moshe Mesina means a din where there's no way to read it in between the lines, no drosha. I don't think this is Hakoyim B'tamil Ishtoi Nesua is either a din de Rabbanon or it's a drosha of the Torah Shmalpeh. It's not Halacha Moshe Mesina. Torah Shabbal Peh, yeah.
And he'll put Yishu Aleph Aleph, isn't that the whole thing with Yidusha Kesef being Divrei Sofer? And we say, where the Halacha Moshe Mesina?
Not Halacha Moshe Mesina. No, Divrei Sofrim and the Gemara and the Rambam sometimes means a Din de Rabban and sometimes means a Torah Shabbal Peh. So, usually means Torah Shabbal Peh, a drasha that the Chachamim worked on. Halacha Moshe Mesina, that's questionable if that's called Divrei Sofrim. Pashto says that's not Divrei. Divrei Sofrim means a Din that was developed by the rabbis, either developed on the level of the Rabbanon or developed on the level of the Reis. Halacha Moshe Mesina. It's really not right to refer to it as Divrei Sofrim. They had no rabbinic input. They didn't invent it. They just transmitted it from generation to generation. That's not really Divrei Sofrim. Yeah. So sometimes the phrase Divrei Sofrim means the Rabbanon. Sometimes it means Deraisa, Torah Shabbal Peh. So it's unclear. So in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, it's usually assumed, like the Kesef Mishnah says, that Kiddushei Kesef is Torah Shabbal Peh. It's Deraisa. Rabbi Gorin, years ago, when he was chief rabbi, wrote a famous tshuva that was very controversial about ha'och v'ha'achos. There was a man who converted in Europe, and then he married a woman, and then the woman had children with another man before she got a get, without getting a get from the first husband. So Rabbi Gorin paskin that the children are not mamzerim. And it was against, it was a whole hullabaloo at that time. There's a protocol in the Rabbanut and Eretz Yisrael. The Shiloh was brought up to a local Bezdin. One of the children wanted to get married. So the Rabbanim and the Bezdin said in that city, she can't marry a regular Jew because the woman is a mamzeres. So you can't marry Israel. And then they have an appeals court. They have a whole system in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Gorin violated all the rules and regulations of the appeal system. And he wrote a whole tshuva and he just mowed everybody down. And he said they're not mamzerim. So part of his tshuva was on the assumption that Kiddushei Kesef is only midrabbanan. That was part of the tshuva. So people were laughing. That was already determined a few centuries ago that the Rambam never meant that Kiddushei Kesef is midrabbanan. It meant that it's Divrei Sofrim from his Torah Shabbal Peh. He quoted those before the Kesef Mishnah. He quoted those who said that the Rambam meant that Kiddushei Kesef is only midrabbanan. Yeah, yeah. That's when Rabbi Al-Yashiv resigned for the Rabbanut. He felt he couldn't take it to work with Rabbi Gorin as the chief rabbi. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Gorin was a very colorful individual in different areas. This din of lo yitama choiva is the mocker of the institution of Kovod Abrius. The Pasuk says you have to have Kovod HaMeisim. The Gemara says Kal v'chaim Kovod HaChaim. A lot of people have the attitude after the person dies, then they have respect. Kol Zman he's alive, they don't have respect for him. So that's not the Gemara's understanding. The Gemara in Ksubis in the second parak says that Kovod HaChaim takes precedence over Kovod HaMeisim. If you have a conflict between Kovod HaChaim and Kovod HaMeisim, Kovod HaChaim takes precedence. The Pasuk means lo yitama, you even have to have Kovod HaMeisim. Kal v'chaim you have to have Kovod HaChaim. Why is there a requirement of Kovod Abrius? Because we believe in God, and we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, and we believe He created man, B'Tzelem Elokim. So when you show Kovod Abrius to a human being, you're indirectly showing Kovod to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, who endowed human beings with the Kovod Abrius. There's Kovod Abrius to Nochrim, and there's Kovod Abrius to Yisraelim. Yisraelim have a higher madrig. Chaviv Adam Shenivri B'Tzelem, Chaviv in Yisrael Shenikru Banim Lamokim. Many Yisrael have a deeper degree of Tzelem Elokim that the Pasuk refers to as Banim Lamakim. Taisus in the end of Ksubis, there's a sugya of Ashkafta the Rebbe, the day that Rebbe died. So the Gemara talks about how Rebbe was sick and he was suffering. And he had diarrhea, kept on putting on the tefillin, taking off the tefillin, putting on the tefillin. Then the Gemara says the Talmidim were praying, he should get better. And his Amsa de Bei Rebbe, his maid, told the Talmidim they should stop davening, they should let Rebbe die in peace already. And then he died, and then Gemara says, what instructions did he leave to his children? What instructions did he leave to the Talmidim? That whole Gemara is called Ashkafta de Rebbe. So on that, so then the Tosfos on that Gemara says that Rab Chaim Cohen was a Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam, and when Rabbeinu Tam passed away, Rab Chaim Cohen was not in town anymore. He had gone to a different city. So he made a comment: if he would have been there when the Rabbeinu Tam passed away, he would have participated in the funeral, because that's the din of Meis Mitzvah. The Gemara says, Nasi Shemeis, if the chief rabbi dies, Hakol Kroivov, everybody is a relative. Hakol Kroivov, Salka Daitach, everybody's not related. El Hakol, everybody's Metame, even the Kohanim are supposed to be Metame, because that's Kavod Abrius, requires like that. Everyone should be Metame when the Nasi dies. So Rab Chaim Cohen said that his Rebbe, Rabbeinu Tam, had such an influence on him, he felt that as far as he's concerned, it would have been a Bizoyan Ameis if he wouldn't attend the funeral. And the Tosfos quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi in Brachos, where it says in Brachos that Yom Shemes Rebbe, the day that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi died, Botla Kohuna, that the Kohanim were Metame to the Mesim. So Rab Chaim Cohen would have done the same thing. So usually it's assumed what it means is that the Kohen who comes in contact with the Nasi, with the big Talmud Chacham, with the Rabbeinu Tam, will become Tame. And that's part of the mitzvah, that even a Kohen Gadol is metame to a meis mitzvah. And others have quoted this Yerushalmi, as if the Yerushalmi says that Kivrit Tzadikim ain't a metame. Why not? So they give a whole explanation that the Malach HaMavis puts poison into persons. The Malach HaMavis is in charge of taking people's lives. So because he puts poison into the person when he dies, so that's what causes the tumor. But tzaddikim die b'neshika, they don't die due to the malach hamavis, so therefore there's no tumas ames at all. That's very problematic. That's not what it says in the Yerushalmi. It says in Yerushalmi, Yom Shemes Rebbe Botla Kohuna. Well, the Kohanim violated the din and they were mitame them. They did become tame. Not that kivrit tzaddikim are not mitame. And that din, it's not kivrit tzaddikim. A Kohen is not allowed to visit the cemetery where he has his relatives. He's permitted and obligated to participate in the Gvura prior to the, before they bury the mace. After they bury the mace, he's not allowed to be there, not allowed to go on the yard site. A lot of Kohanim don't know the din. Every year on the yard site, they go to the cemetery, the Metami to the mace. They're not allowed to, after the Gvura is over. Even before the Gvura, in Shulchan Aruch, it says the Kohen is not allowed to be Metami to the seven relatives on Shabbos. Manishtana Shabbos, because on Shabbos you don't do any kvura. You're not allowed to do kvura. The Kohen is only metame l'meis as part of being misasik in the kvura. On Shabbos we're not metapel in the kvura. That's a Tosfos in Psochim. In the first perek, Tosfos doesn't talk about Shabbos. Tosfos talks about tumas kohanim is only derech kvura. If he's not being metapel in the kvura, he's not allowed to be metame. Yantiv Rishon, yeah. Whenever they're doing the kvura, yeah.
So the Kohen would not be allowed to be
mitame. No, he would be allowed to be mitame. He's participating in the kvura. The head, the tumas kahanim, and no, the malachas deraisa are done ayidei amamim on the first day, ayidei Yisrael on the second day. But the Kohen is participating in the kvura procedure, so he would be mitame. But on Shabbos, we don't do any kvura at all, so the Kohen is not allowed to be mitame.
So the term Nasi in the din doesn't apply just to the head of
the
formal institutionalized authority. It could be any
Gadol, any
Kohen.
That's what Tosfos quotes Rab Chaim Cohen. He said that Rabbeinu Tam had such an influence on him. If he would have been in town, he wouldn't have attended the funeral. That would have been a bizoyan to Rabbeinu Tam. He was one of the outstanding students of the Rabbeinu Tam.
I would be mutter for
Kohanim
to be there.
Why would it be mutter? I mean, the Hespedim is on the way to do the Kvura. That's part of the Kavod Ames that you do before you do the Kvura. Yeah, that's part of the Kvura. So that's a famous issue. Svarim have been written on that many had the practice that the Kohanim would be metamit to give it tzaddik, and they would go to the Arizal's Kever, go to this one's Kever, the other one's Kever. So the Pashta says that it's not correct. There is no such halacha that kivet tzaddikim mein matame. The pasuk says the kohen is matame leitame balbiyamav leheichalo. So Rashi quotes a whole drasha from the Torah's Kohanim on the assumption that the kohen is matame to ishtoi kim the sheres of ishtoi Then it says, but sometimes ishta, he's not metame. He's married to a woman, be'iser, let's say the kohen is married to a grusha. He needs a get. You don't say, en kiddushin topsin, kiddushin atopsin, kohen be'grusha. Kohen gadol be'almana, kiddushin atopsin. So there's a din, a kolzman, there's a mishnah b'chayres, that a kohen ha'naisen noshen ba'aveira, if the kohen is married to a grusha, or a kohen gadol is married to a chalala, whatever, so we don't allow them to do akrobas hakarbonis until he divorces the wife, and he promises he's not going to marry another grusha. Or let's say he wants very much to be makor kabonis today, and he can't get to give a get today. It takes time. So he has to take a shvua. The Mishnah says in Bchoris, he has to take a shvua that he's going to divorce the wife, and he's not going to marry another grusha.
Is it like a shvua das rabin?
Yeah, the Gemara says you can always make a hataras nedarim. You can make a hataras al shvua. The Gemara says you have to make sure that it takes a shvua al das rabim that he shouldn't be able to be matirit. So the Gemara in Bchoris explains that if the kohen swears that he's going to divorce his wife who is the grusha and he's never going to marry another grusha, then we will let him be makir kabonis only if we formulate the shvua in such a way that it should be a shvua that's ironclad, that it can't be matir the shvua. So this is the question, is this a real din d'oraisa? This Mishnah, that a kohen is nice and noshen ba'aveira, leitame bal bi'amav, lehechalo, calls man that he's married to his wife, he is mechulo, he can't do avodas hakarbonos. We assume that that's only a penalty midirabbanon. So that's not poshe pshat in the posik, that's an asmachta. That whole din is an asmachta. In fact, if he says who quotes a machlokes ha'goinim, this halacha that if the kohen is married be'isa, the kohen is married to a grusha, or a halal or whatever, so he's not allowed to be makor karbonos. Does it apply to getting the first aliyah also? He says he's not allowed to get the first aliyah. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens, it does apply. Even to, you don't let him take the first aliyah. The Mishnah Brura writes that it's surprising that the Shulchan Aruch paskens lechumre because Rav HaGaonim said lekula. Rav HaGaonim held that the chumre in the Mishnah, that if the kohen is married b'aveira, to Yisuri Kuna, that the gzera de rabbanon, the penalty of the rabbanon only was that he's not allowed to be makor kabbonis. The penalty that never applied to other things. But that's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. The penalty applies to everything. With pashtus, we assume that it's only a din with the rabbanon. So that part, al pi pashtus, is only an asmachna. Le'itame baal be'amav lehechalo. What does it mean? If the wife dies and it's a meis mitzvah, let's say there's nobody else there. So then he's metami to the wife because it's the wife is a meis mitzvah. But kolzman that it's biyamov, kolzman she died and it's in the middle of the city. The chevik adishin can take care of the kvura. The wife is not a meis mitzvah. So then if it's lehechalo, if he's married biyisr, so he's temporarily mechulot, so he's not allowed to be metami to her. So this whole interpretation, most assume that it's only an asmachta mid rabbanon. Especially according to the Rambam, the whole din of Baal Metame Liishta is only with the Rabbanon. So of course, that's only an Asmachta Rabbanon. And there's a Ravid who wrote a Pirush on the Torah's Kohanim. The Ravid sounds like he holds that it's a din d'orais, a very Mechudish Dikar Ravid. Okay, the Achrayna pointed it out. The Torah gives all the women that the Kohanim are not allowed to marry. Isha Zayna V'Chalala Lo Yikochu. The Chidor's family name, the Chidor was a Sfardi. His family name was Azulai. So he quotes in his Sefer, Shem HaGdolim, that there were those who thought that the name Azulai is a Rosh HaTevis, Isha Zayna V'Chalala Lo Yikochu, Azulai. He says it's not correct because his family are not Kohanim. And people say that Azulai is a non-Jewish name. They're non-Jews who it's based on a community, based on a region in Italy. Has nothing to do, but it's an interesting havamina that the Chidah quotes in the Shem HaGdol, that there were those who thought that Azulai is a Shem Mishpocha that's miyuchad to Kohanim, because it's a Rosh HaTevis of this pasuk, Isha Zayna V'Chalala Lo Yikochu. Yeah. Pasuk says regarding the Kohanim, V'kidashto, ki aslechem alakeh, v'hu makriv, what does it mean, V'kidashto? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Yevamos, V'kidashto bal korchoi. If the kohen is married, we have kohanim in America. As the years go on, so the Jewish people figure out how to solve all the problems. So you have a Shabbos goy. So the goy lights. The goy does all the malachas on Shabbos. You sell the chametz to the goy, so he can keep all the chametz in the house. The Bechorim is supposed to fast on Pesach. The rabbi makes a siyum, so the Bechorim don't have to fast. We solved all the problems. That's what they say jokingly. They make fun of the Orthodox. We know that smoking is unhealthy because it can affect your lungs. So you sell your lungs to the guy, so you can smoke all you want. No problem. We solve all the problems. So the... So in America, they have this shtick. You have rabbis who are kohanim, and they want to attend the funeral. So they say, the moichel on the kohanim. The Rebbe Shlom gave us chus. You have the right to act as a kohen. If you want to be moichel, mechila, fine. So moichel, so you won't take the first aliyah. And you can be mitam lemeis, and you can do whatever you want. So that's the pashib shat and the pashib. The kidash to bal korchoi. If the kohen married a grush, and he says, I'm moichel on the chus of the kohuna, it doesn't help. You koi for him. You koi for the kohen. The Gemara says like that. The kidash to bal korchoi. You koi for the kohen, that if he's married, the iser, we force him to give a get to his wife. Whenever a person is clearly doing an avera, so the Gemara has a din, yikaifa ala mitzvahs. The pasuk says, hanis toros l'ashem alakenu, v'aniklos lonol v'nein adolam la'asos, it's called the v'atera azos. If a person is doing an avera privately in his home, we don't know what he's doing, so let God supervise it. Let the Rabbanu Shel Olam punish him. But haniglos, a person is openly violating mitzvah satar, lonol v'nein adolam, la'asos. What do I mean? La'asos has two levels of interpretation. La'asos, to keep the mitzvahs, to observe the mitzvahs, and la'asos, to be ma'asa others, to force others. The Gemara talks about a get ma'usa, a get that the husband was forced into giving it. So la'asos has the added meaning that the community has an obligation to be koifa ala mitzvahs. If someone doesn't want to sit in sukkah, someone doesn't want to eat matzah, so it says makanosa shetetz inapshi, beat him up till he does it. If a person is violating an avera, so you beat him up until he stops. So what do you need the pasuk over here? V'kidashta bal korchoi. That's what the mefarshim say, isn't it? We know that bezna is koif ala mitzvah. The answer is one might have thought, like the rabbis in America came up with this Seinfeld. We can be moichel on aschus kahuna, and we can take funerals and unveilings. We're moichel, so we won't take the first aliyah. So we won't do any pidyon aben. So we'll be moichel on kahuna. So that's what the pasuk says. V'kidashta bal korchoi. Yeah. The Gemara has another comment. There's a Mishnah in Gittin. In the middle of Gittin, you have a series of Mishnayos which list off takonis mepnei tikkun olam. So one of the takonis is that a kohen is koyri rishon. Kohen gets the first aliyah. Mepnei darkei shalom. What does that mean? The kohanim are such difficult people. If you don't give him the first aliyah, he's going to kill a gabbai. What do you mean darkei shalom? What's the problem? So the Gemara, and then the Gemara asks, the kohen gets the first aliyah, isn't it a din deraisa? It has to be kidashta l'chodavish abigdush, leftach rishon, lebarach rishon, ulitel mana yof rishon. Kidashta means another level of interpretation. You have to be mechabed the kohen, you have to give the kohen the first aliyah. The Gemara says, yes, the kohen gets the first aliyah, that's not a takana derabanan, that's a real din deraisa, the kidashta leftach rishon, to get the first aliyah. But the Mishnah says, mepnei darkei shalom, means like this. The kohen shouldn't be moichel on his kavod. If the kohen will be moichel on his kavod, the kohen's in shul on Shabbos, and there's a bar mitzvah and oifruf, and there are a lot of guests in the shul, and they don't have enough aliyahs, so they're going to have to make oisofens, and they still don't have enough aliyahs. So let the kohen be moichel on his kavod, and then you can give it Yisrael, the first aliyah. So the Gemara says, no, mifnei dak yishalom, we wouldn't want the kohen to be menatara, he may be moichel on his kavod. With the Rabbanu, we don't permit it because it'll cause friction. Why will it cause friction? One week, he's friendly with the Bali Simcha and he'll be moichel on his kavod. The next Shabbos, he won't be moichel on his kavod. So that's going to cause a machlokes. How come he was moichel on his kavod for him and he wasn't moichel for me? So they made a takana the Rabbanu, the kohen should never be moichel on his kavod. So the Gemara there in Gittin, commenting on that Mishnah in Perak HaNezok and HaKohen Kairi Rishon, the Gemara said, V'kidash does a din deraisa, leftach Rishon, gets the first aliyah. Taisus in Chulin on Daf Peches tells a story that once the Gabbai called up the Kohen for the first Aliyah, and a different person ran up, not a Kohen, not a lady, another guy ran up and he said, Baruch Hashem Hashem Amberach. The Balabatim in the Shul didn't realize that he was not the Kohen, he was not the one. So they said, Baruch Hashem Baruch, but they went weiter, they did the whole Aliyah. So it turned out that he stole the Aliyah from the kohen. The kohen was called up and another guy stole it. So the Gemara has a din there. If you steal a mitzvah that belongs to someone else, there's a penalty of Rabbi Gamliel, you have to pay asara zehuvim. It's on Daf Peches, it's in Perek Kisei Hadam. So the Gemara says, V'shachat v'chisa mishu shachat hu yechasa. The one who shechts chai v'yoif, we had last week, the one who shechts chai v'yoif has a mitzvah to do Kisei Hadam. He has the schus, the shechet, mishu shachat hu yechasa, he has the first crack at doing Kisei Hadam. If he wants to, he can be mechabit someone else, most poskim assume. If he wants to, he may be mechabit someone else, but he has the schus to do it. So if I shecht an oaf, and someone else runs in and he does the Kisei Hadam, he stole the mitzvah from me, so he has to pay asara zehuvim. So Tosis discusses, and even though we're not dan dinei knosos bebovel, because you don't have smuchim, that means oinus mefata motzi shema, that kind of knosos. But this knos of Rabbi Gamliel, that one who steals a mitzvah from someone else has to pay asara zehuvim, so this knos he do pay in bovel. This you don't need smuchim for. So Tosis discusses the shaila. The non-coin ran up and he stole the aliyah from the coin. Does he have to pay asara zehuvim? So Tosis suggests not, and they give a few reasons why. So one of the reasons is that the whole halacha, this whole din that the coin gets the first aliyah, this is only midirabon. That's the real pshat v'kidash, that means balkorchai, dafenu. We force him to give his wife a get. He can't be mevatim akadushas kuhuna. V'kidasha doesn't mean liftarach rishon. That's only an asmachta midirabon. That Russia, v'kidashtai, to be mechabed the coin is only an asmachta midirabon. The Gemara says, deraisehi. So Tosis understood it doesn't mean deraisa. It means that it was a din that's based on an asmachta and the pasuk in Chumash, not really a din deraisa. It's a din derabbanan that existed before the Mishnah recorded this idea of mepnei darkei shalom. The coin should get the first aliyah, mepnei darkei shalom. The Gemara says, no, it's an older din. It's based on an asmachta and a pasuk. The Gemara calls that deraisa. Sometimes the Gemara will refer to a din deraisa and refer to a din derabbanan that has an asmachta, the Gemara will call it deraisa. That's the shaila. The Mishnah in Ksubis talks about women covering, married women covering the hair. So the Mishnah says that it's das Yehudis, that it's not a real din deraisa. So the Gemara says, but isn't it a din deraisa based on the pasuk in Chumash? It says by Parsha Soita, Farakainas Rosh Isha, you learn that from the pasuk that the women have to cover the hair. So the Gemara says, Minatar, they have to cover a little bit, Min the Rabbanan, they have to cover more. So there are those who insist that even though the Gemara says deraisa, it doesn't mean deraisa. Just like Tosis claims over here, that this Koin Kari Rishon is deraisa, because it says Vikidashta, so Tosis and Chulin says it doesn't mean deraisa. It means it has an asmacht on the Pasuk. It's an old Din the Rabbanan that was latched onto the Pasuk in Chumash. There are those who say, I think, that the women covering the hair is also only an asmachta midirabbanan, but it was an old din that was instituted so many years before the days of the Mishnah, so that's why the Gemara calls it deraisa. There's a discussion in Magen Avraham. Let's say the only coin in shul on a Monday or Thursday morning happens to be a cotton who's not bar mitzvah. So is there a din of a kiddushta on a coin cotton? So the Magen Avraham has a chiddush that the pasuk reads v'kidashti ki aslechem alakecha hu makriv. You only have to be mechabed him because it's roi lahakriv karbonus. But a cotton before bar mitzvah is not roi lahakriv karbonus, so there's no v'kidashti. So that's a question, because in halacha it says that a balmum does get the first aliyah, even though he's not roi lahakriv karbonus. How can the Magen Avraham say that a cotton is not roi lahakriv? So the kidashti doesn't apply ki aslechem alakecha hu makriv. What could possibly be the difference between a cotton and a balmum? Rav Soloveitchik suggests that maybe a balmum, the psukim in today said to say, a balmum has the same level of kedushas kuna as a sholem. He just has a paslos, he's not allowed to be makriv karbonis. But basically, he has the full level of kedusha. As opposed to a coin cotton, maybe the Magen Avraham felt a coin cotton can't be makriv karbonis, not merely because he's a lav bardas. Maybe the coin cotton has an incomplete kedusha skuna till it becomes a gadol. Psachidish. We would have thought the reverse. We would have thought that, going to become. So he would have thought the cotton is the same as the gadol, just a lav bardas. He's misasek. But the balmum has a psul. So the Magen Avraham holds vaker. The balmum, there is a din of the kiddush, and the coin cotton is not. Right, a cholo, yeah, but a balmum not. Balmum not, that's right.
I think there's like a Mishnah Me'ilah
or that says that, like, you know, the Shnei Sorim or Shnei B'nei Yona, so one of them, I forgot which one, is it's only mutter when it's older. That until it's a certain age, it's not
mutter.
I think
Shnei Torim. B'nei Yona have to be a younger age, and Torim have to be an older age.
So I think the Mishnah says, I'm not definitive about this, but that there is me'ila when it's young, because it's going to one day become roi. Mm-hmm. So wouldn't that be a proof against Rasavich's thing? Because, I mean, the Magen Avraham's thing, because he's gonna become roi one day. So
yeah, yeah. That's what he tainted. The Pashta says he's going to become bar mitzvah in another couple of years. So the Pashta has the full Kedushas Kuna now. Yeah, it's a question. Rav Soloveitchik had a mocker from a Rambam in Hilchas Soita about a Kohen Katan writing in Megillah Soita that it's no good because he doesn't have a full din Kohen. It's a chiddush in the Magen Avraham.
What if the Kohen wants to walk out of the room? The Kohen wants to walk out of the room, so somebody else get
first aliyah. If he walks out, that's very nice of him. Okay. So that's not a problem. No, if he stays in the room, and in his Meichel, so that's what the Mishnah says, we don't allow. That's how the Gemara interprets the Mishnah, we don't permit that. The Gemara says we don't permit it on Shabbos and Yom Tov because there's a big crowd in Shul. So it may cause friction. Dr. Shalom, how come last week you were Meichel on your cover for him and you weren't Meichel this week for me? What about Sheni Vachamishi? So the Gemara says, Sheni Vachamishi, the Shul is not so crowded, so then we allow the Kohen to be Meichel on his cover. So Tosis writes on that Gemara, that was only Bizman HaGemara. But Bizman HaZeh, in the days of the Balei HaTosfos, the villages were tiny little villages in Europe. The Crusaders killed a lot of Jews, but there weren't so many Jews there. There was barely a minyan in every community. So the number of people in the shul on Sheni Vachamishi was exactly the same as on Shabbos. All the Balei HaTosfos, they all went to shul every day of the week. It wasn't different. It wasn't on Shabbos, it was a bigger crowd. So Tosfos says that Bizman HaZeh, the shuls are just as crowded on Sheni Vachamishi as they're on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so the din even applies on Sheni Vachamishi, that the Kohanim are not allowed to be Moichel on the Kohen. So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, but Bizman HaZeh, in America, the shuls are much more crowded on Shabbos and Yom Tov than they are on Sheni Vachamishi. So we reverted back to the din and the Gemara. We don't live like the Balei HaTosfos. We are like the din and the Gemara. The shuls are unfortunately empty on Sheni Vachamishi. The crowd on the Shabbos Yom, so we revert back to the din that Sheni Vachamishi, we would permit the Kohen to be Moichel on his cover. Yeah, if he walks out, then it's better than being Moichel on his cover. They quote Rav Mordechai Banet, was the chief rabbi. He was older than the Chasam Sofi. He was the chief rabbi over all of Hungary for a while, a prominent Goyen Adir. So he sort of made a takana that it's not right for a Kohen to walk out to let someone else get an aliyah unless there's no Levi. If there's no Levi in the shul, then the Kohen is going to hug the first two aliyahs. He's going to get Bimkaim Levi. So then he said the proper thing is the Kohen should walk out to share the wealth, let the other people get aliyahs. But if there is a Kohen and there is a Levi, so it's not right that he should walk out.
Where is the din of a Talmud Chacham getting the first aliyah come?
The Gemara says Talmud Chacham precedes the Kohen. Medina the Gemara, that Chacham gets the first aliyah. We follow the takonas agoinim. The goinim made a takana. It's quoted in Shulchan. The goinim made a takana. It's hard to tell who's a talmud chacham. It's not a talmud chacham. So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos is upset on Gittin, on that Mishnah. He's upset about this takonas agoinim. He says it's terrible. But that's what we follow. We follow takonas agoinim. We don't give the talmud chacham the first aliyah. We give to the kohen, even though the kohen is an am haaretz. On Leil Simchas Torah, we learn Kriyas HaTorah, and that Kriyas HaTorah didn't exist in the days of the Goyim, that developed later, that you learn Kriyas HaTorah, Leil Simchas Torah. In the days of the Gemara, they only learned that Simchas Torah in the morning. So the Vilna Goyim felt that the Takanas HaGoyim didn't apply to Leil Simchas Torah, so he took the first Aliyah. And his shul, he was a bigger Talmud Chacham than all the Kohanim put together. So he took the Aliyah on Leil Simchas Torah. Rav Soloveitchik didn't do that on Leil Simchas Torah, but he did a little bit along the lines, because Medina de Gemara, it says in Shulchan Medina de Gemara, the same people get the Aliyah every single week. The Kohen gets Kohen, the Levi gets Levi, then Shlishi is the biggest Talmud Chacham, and then Revi is the next in line Talmud Chacham, and Chamishi the next in line. Every week the same people get the Aliyah. You don't alternate. The biggest Talmud Chacham gets. So we don't do that. We share the wealth and we give everybody Aliyah. So Leil Simchas Torah, Rav Soloveitchik didn't do like the Vilna Gaon, he called up a Kohen and a Levi, but then he would look in the shul, he would be the Gabbai, he would look in the shul and he would give Shlishi to the one he thought was the biggest Talmud Chacham in the whole group. That was his minig along the lines of the Vilna Gaon.
I know a lot of shuls from Europe, you know, that on Shabbos of Aruchim they would give the Rav Rishon to the Kohen, a lot of the Achronim said that was mutter, that they make an announcement about it. Isn't that against the Midrash?
It's against the Takanas Againim. Okay, once in a while we can violate Takanas Againim. Okay, to cover that Torah. It says on Simchas Torah, they say. On Simchas Torah, they used to auction off all the aliyahs. So even though they auctioned off Kohen to a non-Kohen, so it says we can ask the Kohen to leave, and if he doesn't leave, we can give the aliyah to the Israel anyway. Then to cover that Torah. Mogen Avraham quotes that.
Until what point does the Kohen have to leave? Meaning, if you call up somebody else,
If the Kohen, let's say there's no Kohen, so they called up a Yisrael. So the Yisrael says, Baruch Hu Hashem Baruch, and everyone says, Baruch Hashem Baruch, Nihal Voyah. Then the Kohen walks back in, you have to stop where you want and give the aliyah to the Kohen. Only if the Yisrael already started, Baruch Hu Hashem. So then, if the Kohen comes back in, he doesn't get the aliyah. But before he starts the bracha, just says, Baruch Hu is not called the Haskalah. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Baruch Hu Hashem Baruch, and not Haskalah, that can stand on its own.
In
some places, they don't want people to walk out because it also causes conflict because people say, you walked out there, you didn't walk out the meaning of walk out. Enochanami,
problem.
That'll be a problem. Okay. People are touchy. Yes. A Kohen is not permitted to marry a Zaino. What exactly is a Zaino? So there are different opinions in Yevamos. There's a Braisa has a machlokes hatanoim. So the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. The Rambam paskins a Zayna is only nivala l'pasol l'psolo. If the woman, a Jewish woman, a Zayna is either a Nachris or a Giyaris, is a Zayna, or a woman who is nivala l'pasolo, means a woman who is living with a non-Jew, a woman who is living with a cholol. Even a woman is permitted to marry a cholol. Even a Kohenis is permitted to marry a cholol, is behet a gomer, but she's still considered a Zayna. Let's say a woman doesn't go to mikveh, and she violates the isekores of nida, so that's not called a zayna. But if the woman is living beheta with her husband, is a cholol, that's called a zayna. Nivula lepasala. The Rambam emphasized cholamarto. It depends whether she's nivula to a person who has a shame psul. By a nida, the husband doesn't have a shame psul. By the cholol, the husband has a shame psul, even though it's at the gomer. So the Rambam says the only time the woman is a zayna is a nochris or a giyoris. A nivula l'pasula. If the woman is nivula to a nochri or to a evit knaini, we don't have too many avodin knaini around today. A cholo we have. Mamzer. Woman is nivula to a mamzer. That's a zaynim. The Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer recommends that one should be machmer. He quotes other rishonim smag and the smag. Other rishonim are not so lenient like the Rambam. They adopt the other position in the Gemara that zayna kipshuto. I said, the girl, every night she sleeps with someone else. So Zani Kipshuta, she also Asura Lekuhuna. The later Paskim discussed it. Let's say she has, we discussed it the other day. Let's say the first year in college she had one boyfriend. She was consistent, a Jewish, very careful, very religious girl. First year she had one Jewish boyfriend. Second year she had a different Jewish boyfriend. Every year, this Miyuchad, one boy. So that's just Pana Habal Apnuya. So there is an opinion in the Tanoim, Rab Lozer, the Tana Rab Lozer is of the opinion, Pana Habala Pnuya, Sholol Hashem Mishus, Asor Zayna. So the way we have the Girsa in the Gemara says we don't pass like Rab Lozer. That's out of the question, we don't pass like that. But it's only Kipshuto that the Beis Shmuel recommends one should be Machmer for that. Unless she was Miyuchad a whole year with one boy, a whole year with another boy. So Rab Shlomo Kluger says that in that case, that's not called Zayna Kipshuta, that's like Pana Habala Pnuya, that Lo Yasu
Azayin. Does Nida factor into it at all, that if she went to Mikvah or didn't go to Mikvah?
No. Does not factor into it.
Yeah.
The Gemara has in Kiddushin, around the Afayin Zayin, has an interesting comment. When the Torah writes, a Kohen Gadol is not even allowed to marry an Almana. Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to marry a Grusha, but he's permitted to marry an Almana. Kohen Gadol is not even allowed to marry an Almana. He has to marry a young girl. Kim Besula Me'amav Yikachisha. He can't even marry a Bogeris. If the man is a Kohen Gadol and he wants to get married now, he can't even marry a Bogeris because the Bogeris is not a full Besula. Once the girl reaches 12 and a half, that part of the Besulim falls away. Either there's no longer Dab Besulim, or that Pesach is no longer Na'ul. Pesach is a little bit Pasul, so she's not going to be a full Besula. So he's not supposed to marry her. What if, let's say, there was a Kohen Gadol retired, he's an old man, or he dies, then they want to appoint a younger person as the Kohen Gadol. The younger person married an Almana. So the Mishnah says that's okay. If he married an Almana when he was a Kohen Hedyot, now they appoint him as a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says, "Hol be yishtari yishtari." Since at the time that he got married, everything was behet to Gomer, so that's a Mishnah that is muta. Even if he only has erisin, erisin almana. He only did erisin. Vinesman aliyas kain gadol. So that's permissible, because he say hol be yishtari yishtari. So the pasuk says regarding the kain gadol almana ugrusha b'chalal zayna. I say the loikach, the Kohen Hedyot is only prohibited to marry Grusha, Zayna, v'Chalala. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry all four, Almana, Grusha, Chalala, Zayna. So the Gemara Kiddusha 9 Zayn points out that the Seder, the way the Pasuk lists them all off, is crucial over here, has halachic significance. Sometimes we apply a rule, Isach, Ein Isach, Halalisa, and sometimes there are exceptions to the rule that Isach is Halalisa. So the Gemara says, if you have one woman who was first married and the husband died, she became an almana. Then she married another husband and she became a grusha. And then after being divorced, the woman became a chalala. The woman was a grusha and she married. She lived with a kain, so she becomes a chalala. And then later on she becomes a zaino. So in this, if it's the way the Pasuk describes in Pasuk Yudalad, we would say, Isa chalalisa, chalalisa, chalalisa. So when the Kohen Gadol lives with this woman, he gets four times Malkus. If they want him in advance, don't live with this woman, we're going to give you four times Malkus, because it's Isa Chalalisa. First she became an Almona, then she became a Grusha, then she became a Chalala, then she became a Zaino. So the Gemara explains why all of a sudden over here is Isa Chalalisa. Usually you say Ein Isa Chalalisa. So the Gemara says like this, Almona is only Asura the Kohen Gadol. So first she became an almana, then she becomes on top of that a grusha from the second husband. Grusha, the iser is to more people. So that's an iser moisif. The second iser includes more than the first iser. Halala is more than that, because an almana and a grusha is not allowed to marry a kohen gadol, not allowed to marry a kohen, but she's allowed to eat truma. If her father was a kohen, she's a bas kohen, she's allowed to eat truma. Once the woman becomes a halala, she's not even allowed to eat truma. If she's nevelah a kohen, if the grusha lives with a kohen, she becomes a halala. So that's also an isa moisif. And then, if on top of the three, she becomes a zayna, she nevelah to a guy, so then that's also isa halalisa. Why? So the Gemara says, it's also in a certain sense an isa moisif, because the shem zayna applies to Yisrael. What in name Shem Zayna applies to Yisrael? Yisrael is permitted to marry a Zayna. The Gemara says no. Aneshe Sisha Zinsa is a Saita. So the Isad Saita Lebaila is related to the Isad Zayna Lekain. So that's why the Zayna is Chal on top of Chalala. So the Gemara learns that from this Pasuk, the rules and regulations of Ein Isa Chalal Isa. Whenever the second Isa is an Isa Moisif, it adds more than the first Isa, then we say that Isa Chalal Isa. The simple reading of the Pasuk implies that the Kohen Gadol doesn't observe Avelus. That's how it says in the Gemara. Es rosha lo yifrav gadol lo yifram. He doesn't observe Avelus at all. And that's why he's not mitame to the seven relatives, because being mitame to the Zayin Krovim is a chelik of niyug Avelus. That's how the Rambam writes in Hilchas Ovel. The Rambam has, everything is very mesudadik in the Rambam, and once in a while there's a quirk. So the Rambam didn't know where to put Hilchas Avelus. Where do you stick it? So he has it after Hilchas Sanhedrin, then he has the Faremfa. Why did he put it in Hilchas Sanhedrin? So he writes before he starts Hilchas Avelus, because the Iker Pasuk about Kvuras Amei says by Harugi Bezen. So the whole mitzvah of Kvura, Kavatik Brenner, by Yamahu, the whole Iker Pasuk of Kvura says by Harugi Bezen. So the Rambam writes, that's why he put it there. So a little bit Shalobim Komo. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avelus, Kama Chamurihi Mitzvah Avelus. Look how chomer the Mitzvah Avelus is. Shehari Nitchis Mimponeho Tumas Kohanim. The din is that the Kohen is usually not allowed to be metame lemeisim, but as a chelik of the mitzvah of nivag avelus, the Rambam holds like the Rif, like the Gadim, that avelus yom rishon is a din deraisa. Where is there a mitzvah in the Torah to observe avelus? He says lo yitama. The mitzvah for the kohen to be metame lemeis is a chelik of nivag avelus. So he writes kama chamurihi mitzvah avelus shari nivag lefaneha tumas kohen. There is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Brochus on Daf Chof. How do you read the psukim in the beginning of the parasha? It says a kohen is not allowed to be metame lemeisim unless to the zayin kroivim. So Rashi says that that's a b'china of hutra. It says nefesh leitame kiim l'sheiro. The prohibition doesn't apply to the zayin kroivim. It's hutra het gomer. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and Tosfos says that they think it's not correct. They think that it's d'chuya. So the Rambam emphasizes that. The Rambam has a nafkamina ledina also. The Rambam writes that tumas kohanim to the zayin kroivim d'chuya hi. He says it's only d'chuya, not hutra, and he has nafkamina lahalacha based on that. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, the Rambam understood that the kohen being metame to the zayin kroivim is a sign of avelus because he's mechala kedushas kun. If it would have been hutra, if the din would have been the whole prohibition of tumas kohanim doesn't apply, but makam zayin kroivim. So where do you see kamacha murihi mitzvah avelus? So the Rambam understood, no, because nitches ben paneo tumas kohanim. The way to show kovet ameis, the way to show niyog avelus is to be mechala kedushas kun. In Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlok, an oinen is not allowed to do mitzvahs. An oinen is not allowed to daven. So let's say a person was an oinen and he didn't daven shachris, and then they buried the mace, then he davens mincha. Does he make tashlumen for not having daven shachris? So that's a machlokes in the Rishonim. Do you have tashlumen? What's machlokes? An oinen is not allowed to daven. Is that really there's a chiyuv to daven, but he's not allowed to fulfill the chiyuv? But he's saying, no, he's not mechuyev at all. We consider it as if he's not mechuyev at all. So that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. So Rav Soloveitchik thought more mistaber to him, in his mind was, he is mechuyev. The way the oinen shows the kavanah meis is by violating the mitzvah satar. If the din is that he's not mechuyev at all, so he's not in violation of anything. He's not mechuyev in the mitzvahs then. He said, no, it's like tumas kayanim, that the Rambam emphasizes. That is dechuya, it's not hutra. That's the way to show kavod ameis, to be mechal or kedushas kuna. So that's the way to show kavod ameis by non-kohanim, to be mechuyev to do mitzvahs, and you don't observe it. So therefore, mistaber that there would be a din of tashlumen. If you hold that he's not mechuyev at all, then there's no din of tashlumen. Hold he was mechuyev, but we prevent him from doing the mitzvah, then you can discuss the idea of tashlumen. There's a Mishnah in Nazir that if a Kohen Hedyut and a Kohen Gadol are walking on the highway and then they find a dead body, a Meis Mitzvah, and you don't really need both of them to be Metame to the Meis, one of them can take care, one of them can be Metapel on the Meis Mitzvah all by himself. So which of the two should be Metame? So the Mishnah says if one is a Kohen and one is a Kohen Gadol, so the Isur of Tumas Kohen Gadol is more common than the Isur of Tumas Kohen Hedyut. Kohen Hedyut is Mutta B'Zayin Kroivim. So you should hakala kal tchilo, let the kohen hedyot be metame. What if the two people walking on the highway are a nozir and a kohen gadol? So they both have the same din. They're not allowed to be metame even to the seven relatives, but to the meis mitzvah they are metame. So that's a machlokes hatanoim, Reb Lezer and Chachamim. Is it preferable that the kohen whose iser is mochom, the kohen gadol should be metame, or the nozir should be metame? And then the Mishnah, then the Gemara there has, what if the two Kohanim G'daylim walking down the highway? Let's say, in the days of Yoshio HaMelech, there were Goynes, the Shemin HaMishcha. It's a Pasuk in Divrei Yomah. There were Goynes, the Luchas, in the basement of the Orem, with the Luchas, in the basement of the Beis HaMikdash, with the Tzinsenes Amon, with the Shemin HaMishcha. So how do they have a Kohen Gadol? The Pasuk says, HaKohen HaGadol Asher Yutzak Al Rosh HaShemin HaMishcha. The way to make a Kohen Gadol is to do Mashiach B'Shemin HaMishcha. So the Gemara says, that's one way. And then the other way is meruba begadim. If he wears the shmona begadim, which only are reserved for the kohen gadol, he wears the shmona begadim, he does avoda, so it's like avoda samechan chasm. He does the avoda, that makes him into a kohen gadol. So there are two kinds of kohen gadol. There's a kohen mashuach, the shemen amishcha kohen gadol, and a kohen meruba begadim. So the Mishnah Megillah, at the end of the first parak, has ein bein, that the kohen mashuach, the shemen amishcha, has a higher din of kohen gadol than the meruba begadim. What is that? Then you get to the par habo al kol ha-mitzvahs. We discussed it when we learned Parshas Vayikra. The Rashi says that the avoida of par halamdava shel tzibur has to be done, hakrovas ha-korban has to be done by kohen gadol. That's what it says in the Chumash. And Tosfos says, Masik on Rashi. That's what it says in the Chumash. But the Kohanim say in the Toras Kohanim, the Tanoim, right, in the Toras Kohanim, that it's not true. You don't need a Kohen Gadol for that. So Tosfos says, no, parabola kol ha-mitzvos means par koin Moshiach. If the Kohen Gadol is Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig, he can't just bring Kizba or Sira. He has to bring a par Kohen Gadol. He doesn't have to be Makrevit. The Pasuk says he has to be Makrevit. So again, the Toras Kohanim says, not to be taken literally, just like par halam davashal tzibur. It says Kohen Gadol, it doesn't mean it. So par Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol is Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig, says he does the Avodah. He doesn't have to do the Avodah. Kohen Hedid can do it also. But the Etzim Din, that the Kohen Gadol, who is Mechal Shabbos, who ate Chametz B'Pesach B'Shoigig, who ate on Yom Kippur B'Shoigig, that he has to bring a par instead of a Kizba Osira. So Tosfos says that only applies to a Kohen Gadol had Meshicha B'Shem and Amishcha. If he only had Merubah B'Gadim Kohen Gadol, so that Din doesn't apply. So since you have two Kohanim Gedolim walking down the highway, one is a Kohen Mashuach B'Shem and Amishcha, and one is a Kohen Merubah B'Gadim, that's only a history. It's only one point in history, a small period of time, towards the end of the Tkufa, the Bais Rishon, after Yoshiyahu Melech was going into the Shemen HaMishcha. So you have a Kohen Gadol who had Mashiach of the Shemen HaMishcha, and then a new Kohen Gadol who takes over after he retires is going to be a Merubah Begadim, and they both bump into this Meis Mitzvah on the highway. So the Gemara says, let the Merubah Begadim be Mitami, because the Kohen Gadol Mashiach of the Shemen HaMishcha has a higher level of Kiddusha. What if you have two Nazirim going down the highway? Two Nazirim going down the highway, and one is a Nazir Stam, and one is a Nazir Olam. So that's a Yerushalmi about that. Nazir Stam is in Chumash in Parshas Nazir. Nazir Olam doesn't say Chumash. That's Halacha L'Moshe Messina. So the Yerushalmi says, a din that's Mefurish in Chumash, Torah Shebichsav, is considered more Chomer than a thing that's only known to Halacha L'Moshe Messina. So if you have a Nazir Stam, a Nazir for 30 days, a Nazir for a year, whatever is Makabal Nazir, then you have a Nazir Olam, which there's no Parsha and Chumash. Nazir Olam is only known to Halach L'Moshe Mesinai. So then Yerushalmi says, let the Nazir Olam be Metame. Because the Issa that's only known for the Torah Shebal Peh is Kal. It's lighter than the Issa and Chumash itself. So based on that, Yerushalmi, that's what the famous kasha that the Mordechai Megillah quotes. The Gemara says in Brachas that there is an institution of Tosefes Shabbos. It's based on the pasuk in today's Sedra. It says, on Yom Kippur you should fast, but Yom Kippur is the 10th day of Tishrei. And the pasuk says, B'tish ala chodesh bo'erev, me'erev arev tish b'su shabbatchem. Inisim es nafshasech b'tish ala chodesh bo'erev. You start fasting on the 9th. On the 9th, you start fasting on the 10th. So the Pashup Shad, B'tish ala chodesh bo'erev, me'erev arev, Leil, the night following the 9th of Tishrei. So the Gemara has one Tana says no, that Mikan, that's a mitzvah lohoise mechoil al kodesh. You have to start fasting on the 9th because Tosef is Yom Kippur. So the Gemara, that's one opinion. Then other Tanoim say no. The Rambam Paskins like that. The Rambam Paskins only, there's only a din of Tosef is Yom Kippur, lefanel achreah, and Tosef is Shabbos, Tosef is Yontif is not, doesn't exist. Only Tosef is Yom Kippur. And then the Gemara doesn't say like that. Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes says we learn out from Yom Kippur to all the Yom Tovim, to all the Shabbos. So the Rambam is half like the Gemara, half not like the Gemara. He holds like that drasha, the Tisha L'Chodesh Be'erev, that's the source of Tosefes Yom Kippur, but he doesn't extend it to the other Shabbosim and Yom Tovim. So then the Gemara has other Tanoim who do subscribe to Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov, but they learn it out from other sources. So one of the Tanoim claims that Tosefes is only known through Halacha L'Moshe Messina, because we have a din esenetius. The Gemara says, Arova l'mizbeach and nisach hamayim and esenetius is Halacha L'Moshe Messina. What's esenetius? Esenetius is a din of Tosefes Shvius, that before Shemitah enters, during the Shnas HaShemitah, you're not allowed to do avodas hakarka in Eretz Yisrael. But if you have esenetius that were just the young saplings that were just planted, and if you're not going to do some avodas hakarka, there's going to be a hefsed. So, as in Atiyas, the Halacha L'Moshe Messina says that there's a din of Tosefes Shvius, and it doesn't apply. This is an exception to the rule. So, one time is of the opinion. There you have it. There's Halacha L'Moshe Messina for Tosefes Shvius, the rule and the exception to the rule. There is a rule as of Tosefes Shvius, an exception to the rule. As in Atiyas, it would be mutter. So, from that Halacha L'Moshe Messina by Tosefes Shmita, we. Shemitah is a whole year has Kedushas Zman. So adenami man yav Shabbos yantav yom kippur any kedushas man, whether it's for a whole year or for a day. So you say masif mechor lala kodesh. So the Mordechai quotes a kasha from one of the Balei HaTosfos. It's not the Rabbeinu Tam of the Rias. It's an irregular, somebody from Bohemia. It's a different name, an irregular Balei, an unusual name of a Balei HaTosfos. Mordechai Megillah quotes the kasha, and Magen Avraham quotes this kasha. That the Gemara says in Brachas, Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos Be'erav Shabbos. Rav used to daven, used to be Mekabel Shabbos early. He used to daven Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha before Shkia on Friday afternoon. So the Gemara says, and he would abstain from Malacha. He wouldn't do any Malacha. He would Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. Then the Gemara says, would he say Kiddush? So the Gemara says, yes, he would say Kiddush also. So the Rishonim, this Balei HaTosfos, is bothered with Akasha. If you hold the whole source for Tosefes Shabbos, is from Tosefes Shviyas. Tosefes Shviyas is only Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, and Kiddush is a Din D'Oraisa. So how, and Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is a lower level than a Din D'Oraisa. So let's say there's a young child who's before Bar Mitzvah. He's Mechiv in Kiddush Ben D'Rabbanan. Mitam Chinuch. A cotton Shegir L'Chinuch. A year before Bar Mitzvah, he understands that he's supposed to say Kiddush. So can the child say Kiddush? Let's say the father's away, out of town on business, and the mother wants the child to say Kiddush, she should be Yotze. So that's not right. The child is only Mechiv in Kiddush Ben D'Rabbanan Mitam Chinuch. The mother is Mechiv Ben HaTorah. So the one who's only Mechiv Ben D'Rabbanan cannot be Yotze. The one is Mechiv Ben HaTorah. So that's what the Balei HaTosfos is bothered with Akasha, reciting Kiddush during this man of Tosefes. Tosefes is only Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. It's not a Dirabbanan, but it's a lower level than a real Din D'Oraisa. Kiddush on Shabbos is a real Din D'Oraisa. Learned that from a Pasuk in Chumash. That should be Torah Shebichsav. As opposed to Tosefes Shabbos is only Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So how can you be Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush D'Oraisa on Shabbos? The Gemara says, Kiddush on Shabbos is Dvar Torah. No, Shem Chayav is Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. And the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvah understands Dvar Torah means Torah Shebichsav. The Rambam counts Kiddush as a mitzvah, and he says, even though he doesn't count the rushes of the Torah Shebal Peh, he says, the Gemara says, No, Shem Chayav is Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. The phrase Dvar Torah means that it's Torah Shebichsav. That's Pshuto Shal Mikra. So if Kiddush is a real deraisa to say Kiddush on Shabbos, how can you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush if he said during the Zman of Tosefes, if Tosef is only Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? The Kasha, the Prima Gadim writes, in the Psicha Kalel, the Kasha is on the assumption, like the Yerushalmi, that Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is a lower level Chiyuv than what it says in Chumash itself. That's why the Yerushalmi says that the Nazir Olam should be Metameh. If the Nazir Stam and the Nazir Olam are walking on the highway, you don't say the Nazir Stam is only Nazir for 30 days, Nazir Olam is Mocham, he's Nazir for the rest of his life. You say, Faket, Nazir Olam doesn't exist in Chumash. Nazir Olam is only Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So the Nazir Olam is Kal. Nazir Stam is Mochom.
Yeah, the last Mishnah in Horio states that in regards to saving people, there's a whole order.
Yes.
It says a Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz, it goes behind a Mamzer who's a Talmid Chacham. So should the level of Torah knowledge of these people come into a function of their level of Kedusha for being Metamei?
For being the Tame,
should that have any impact? Meaning, let's say you have a Nazir Olam and Nazir Stam.
Yeah,
one
is more learned than the other.
Would that matter at all?
No, I don't think so. No, here we're talking about who should be Metame. So who's Isa Tuma is Mocham and who's his Kal? So you say, Hakal Hakal Tchila, let the one who has the lesser Iser be Metame.
Whereas we can't say the Shabbos just by stopping to do Melacha.
In the recent Svarim, they made a whole diuk from the Loshen of the Mishnah Brura, that the Mishnah Brura is mashma, that you have to have Kabbalah's Tosef Shabbos B'peh. I don't believe that the Mishnah Brura was written the Kavanah to be medayik his words. The Rambam, we know, was extremely careful. If the Rambam would have such a Loshen, they would be run to medayik. Mishnah Brura, I don't think, meant to be medayik. Rav Soloveitchik thought that you don't need Amir of the Peh. He thought you sit and you abstain consciously. You abstain from Malacha because you want to be Mekabel Shabbos. That's Tosefes Shabbos. I can understand where one would insist that you need Kabbalah's Tosefes Shabbos B'Peh. There is an opinion of the Levush that the concept of Tosefes Shabbos is B'din Nidrei Mitzvah. So Nidrei Mitzvah is a machlokes, whether you say it's Chal B'Machshava also, because karbanis, a person takes a neder to bring a karban. So that's the Gemara, and Shavuos quotes the pasuk from Dira Yom, called in Div Lev Oyla Seviu, whoever had accepted the Lev to bring a karban oyla, so they brought it to the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara says, usually, Goma Belibo, person made up his mind to accept the neder of Shavuot, it's not binding, tzach lahitzeh b'svasav, he has to pronounce it. Because the pasuk says in Parashas Vayikra, Nefesh kishishava, kishishava levate b'svasayim, you have to be in levate b'svasayim. But by usually Goma Belibo, tzach lahitzeh b'svasav, but there's an exception to the rule by Karbonis, because it says, Kondi Dev Levoyla Seviyu. So the Rishonim have a machlokes. Does that extend? Does that exception to the rule? Does it extend to all nidrei mitzvah or not? So we usually assume that it does extend. So here, the Levush holds that Kabbalah Tasefer Shabbos is a p'china of nidrei mitzvah. He has a chiddush. He says if a person has been Kabbalah Tasefer Shabbos, then he changes his mind because he made a mistake and he has to drive somewhere. He says he can be matan neder and undo the Tasefer Shabbos. Very strange. There's a Taz. The Taz on Hilcha Shabbos assumes like that Levush. The Rebbe Kivega on the bottom of the page points out the Taz is assuming like the Levush. Taz says he can be Makabal Tasef Shabbos Lachatzoin. A Makabal Tasef Shabbos, there are 39 Melochas. A Makabal for 19 Melochas, not for the other 20. Does that make sense? So the Taz obviously thinks like the Levush. The whole thing is Midin and Neder. So Bin and Dorm, it depends what you accept. If you didn't accept it, Nit. But the Pashtus is not so. Rav Soloveitchik thought it over Pashtus that it's not so. It's not Bidin Nidre Mitzvah. The person abstains from Malacha consciously, intending to be Mekabel Tosef Shabbos. That's it. That is the Tosef Shabbos. There is a major difference between a Kohen Balmum, the Psukim give all of the Mum, and by Kohen Balmum, and a Kohen Cholo, Kohen Balmum has Kedush Haskuna. He can get the first Aliyah, says Beferish, and he can do Pidyon HaBen, and he's not allowed to be Metamel HaMesim, and he's not allowed to marry Grusha and so on. And a Cholo is Mamet. The word Cholo means empty. Cholo, empty vacuum. Cholo is emptied out from Kedush Haskuna. A Cholo means if a Kohen married a Grusha, so all the children are Chololim. So if he has daughters, they're Chololas, they're not allowed to marry Kohanim. And if he has sons, they're halolim, they're allowed to marry Grusha. If a Kohen marries a Grusha and he has boys, so the sons are halolim, they can already marry a Grusha. They can go to the cemetery, Mitam al-Mesim. They have no din of kahuna at all. That Gemara in Makkos that you said, that's taka, a very fascinating din. That a cholol sha'ovad b'di'evet is avaydosa k'sheira. Baruch Hashem chelo. Afilo halolim shabo. Baruch Hashem chelo. If a cholo does avoid a b'di'evet, it would be kosher. Masheni kein a balmum sha'avad, even b'di'evet is no good. If anything, should have been just the reverse. The balmum has kedusha skuna, the cholo doesn't have it all. So if I found the Gemara learned that from Sukkim, that it's not the way we would have thought. Yeah. There are two kinds of cholo. That's what the Tosis points out. The Gemara is like that. In Yivamis, there's a cholo. A kohen marries a grusha. So all the daughters that he has are halala, so they're not allowed to marry Kohanim now. Then there's another halala. A woman, a Gerusha, marries a Kohen. And she lives with the Kohen. So she becomes Nivala, she becomes a halala. There's a halala Sayyidei Leida, a baby is born, it's a halal because the father's a Kohen, the mother's a Gerusha. Then you have halala Sayyidei Bia, the woman for the first 20 years of her life was not a halala. But she lives, she's a Grusha, and she marries a Kohen, so she becomes a Halola now. In addition to being a Grusha from before, she becomes a Halola on top of it. The Psukim say in Chumash that just like a Kohen, Balmum is possible to do Avodah, so too a Behemah that's a Balmum. He may not be Makriv on the Mizbeach, even if it's only a Mum Oiver. If it's a mum kavua, so it lends itself to pidyon. If it's a mum oiver, it doesn't lend itself to pidyon. If it'll develop as a mum kavua, then it will lend itself to pidyon. Yeah. But you're not allowed to be makriv on the mizbeach, even the korban that's only a balmum oiver. The pasuk says, even if a non-Jew comes to the Beis HaMikdosh, ומיד בנך לא סקריב אסלחם על הקהם מכל אלה כי משחסם בהם מומבם לא ירצה לכם. So what's the chiddush over here? So Rashi points out the Gemara has a din. If a non-Jew wants to bring karbonis on a bama, lashamayim, if he wants to bring lashamayim, so he's allowed to be on his own bama, he's allowed to bring a balmum as long as it's not mechusar eiver. So one might have thought mistakenly, if the nochri comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he wants to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash also, as long as it's not mechusar eiver, it's okay. So that's what the pasuk says, no, miyab benecha lo sakrivas lechem lakechem mikol leilu. And the Beis HaMikdash, no, we don't allow any balmum, even if it's coming from a nochri, who would have been permitted to be makrav a balmum, provided it's not a mechusar eiver. Mechusar eiver is a bigger psul than balmum. The Gemara says that there's no din of balmum ba'oifos. Thomas v'zachris be'behemis, vein Thomas v'zachris ba'oifos. Means there are male and female birds, but the din that an oila has to be dafka a male and a chatas has to be dafka a female, that doesn't apply to chatas oif and to oila soif. The chatas can be either zachar and a keva, and oila soif can be either a zachar and a keva. So the din of zachrus or nakvus has to be dafka male or a female, it's only by behemis. And Thomas, Tamim yi alachem, tamimim, that a balmum is pasul, that din of the psul balmum only applies to behemoth and doesn't apply to oifus. But there is a din of chusareva. Chusareva is pasul. But the Gemara said there's no pidyon for oifus. If an oif becomes a balmum, you can be makrovit the way it is. Of course there's no pidyon. But even if the oif becomes a chusareva, one would have thought that ba'oifus, it's only called a mum if it's chusareva, a major mum. But once it's mechusar eiver, then it lends itself to bidyon. Just like by behemoth, if it's a balmum, it lends itself to bidyon. So by oifetz, if it becomes mechusar eiver, that's the mum by the opposite. The Gemara says wrong. There's no pidyon lo oifetz. There's no din of balmum at all by oifetz. Mechusar eiver is a different paslus. And by b'nei noyach, there is a din, if they want to bring karbonos l'shamayim on a bama, they're not permitted to bring mechusar eiver, but they are permitted to bring balimumin. Tosfos says, what do you mean they're not allowed to bring mechusar eiver? The Gemara in Sanhedrin gives you a list of the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. There's an eighth, a ninth, and a tenth. All of a sudden, another mitzvah. Where did this one come from? So Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, in the first parak, has difficulty with that. So Tosfos gives a teretz. Maybe it means like this. The Nochri took a neder to bring a korban l'shamayim. So if he brings the... You can't say there's an iser to bring a mechusar eiver. There's no issa, it's not from the Sheva Mitzvah Ben Noach. Zinte, let him do whatever he wants. But if he took a neder to bring a korban, and he brought a mechusar eiver, so he's not yotze his neder. That's what he means. He's allowed to bring a mechusar eiver, just that he's not yotze his neder. So Rabbi Kevegeri asks, well, who says the Nochri is mechuyev to observe his neder? It's also not from the Sheva Mitzvah Ben Noach. So the Avnei Miluim talks about that. I think the first Avnei Miluim, on Ebenezer, one of the first ones, the first page, he talks about that kasha. Torah has halacha that by behemoth, shorah kesev eiski volon, you have to wait till the eighth day to bring it as a korban. The Zohar sees a connection between this and the din of bris milah, that you have to wait till the eighth day, pretty similar, you have to wait till the eighth day to perform the bris milah on the baby. What is it all about? So the Zohar understands, this is, I'm not familiar with Zohar, but this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas bris milah. We have a minig that you have a Shalom Zachar on a Friday night after the baby boy is born before you have the bris. So what is the Shalom Zachar all about? So the Taz quotes this from the Zohar, that Friday, the experience that the animal has experiencing Friday night, animals also experience Shabbos, and the experience that the baby has, the baby is only a week old, a few days old, the baby experiences Leil Shabbos. So that experience is machsha, the animal, that it should be roi l'akrova, is machsha, the baby, that it should be roi l'bris mila, because in a certain sense, bris mila is a form of korban. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that the Aviyah ben should stand next to the moel, when the moel does the bris mila for him. So the Mechaber writes, Aviyah ben should stand next to the moel, the hodio, shehu shlucho. He should tell him, I'm appointing you as a shliach. That's why this Rabbi Katzenstein, the local moel from Washington Heights, he always has the father stand next to him. He says, appoint me as your shliach. He does what it says in Shulchan Aruch. He tells the father, appoint me as your shliach. So the Vilna Gaon writes there, he thinks that it's a different reason. It's not lahodil shu shlucha. I can call him up on the telephone and make him a shliach. What do I have to stand by? He says, no. It's because the Zohar made a comparison between a bris milah. You're spilling dam by the bris milah. That's the Zohar assumes you have to have hatofas dam. And the Gemara that never says. The Gemara says, if a baby was born noilad mahu, David was born Nala Mos, so there's not enough, there's no skin to perform a bris milah, then the Gemara talks about hatofas dan bris. Or if the bris was done by psul, let's say the bris was done balayla, or the bris was done toch shmona, or the bris was done by anochri, so in all of these cases, we would require hatofas dan bris. So we usually assume hatofas dan bris is to substitute for bris milah, when there's nothing, you can't do a bris milah. They already removed the orla, he was born without orla, they removed the orla, the paslus, then you do hatofas dan bris. So let's say you're doing a bris kahoigen, and you use a clamp, and there's no dam coming out at all. So the Gemara doesn't say that, that's no good. That's the Zohar says like that, that there are three parts to every bris, there's milah and priya, and hatofas adam. Every bris milah has to have hatofas adam. And the Zohar assumes that you need hatofas adam, because it's like a korban. So the reason, according to the Zohar, based on the Zohar, the reason why you make a party on Friday night, you have the Shalom Zohar, because the baby's experiencing Leil Shabbos is what makes the baby roy to have the bris milah. Like the animals experiencing Shorakas Veizki Valid, animals experiencing Friday night. Friday night is a different hashpoah from Shabbos in the daytime. Friday night is after the Pchinas Malchus, whatever that means, and Shabbos in the daytime is the Pchinas Yisot. So somehow the experience of Leil Shabbos is different from the experience of Shabbos in the daytime. So the Zohar explains that's why the halacha requires that you should wait till the eighth day. Why? Because whenever the baby was born, if you wait till the eighth day, you know for sure you will have experienced a Friday night. If the baby was born on Shabbos in the daytime, but he didn't experience Leil Shabbos, you have to wait till next Shabbos, so the baby will experience Leil Shabbos. If the baby was born Leil Shabbos, strictly speaking, you should have been able to do the bris Shabbos morning. So that's a low plug, okay. But the Zohar claims that that's the reason why you have to wait till the Yom HaShmini by the Karbonis. By Oifus, there is no such din. There is no din of Yom HaShmini. It's only a din Shorah Kesavayis Ki Yivali. The Gemara in the first parak in Zvachim feels that there's... The Gemara quotes Rabbi Afu Triki. They never quote him anywhere else. One place in Shas, I think. He sees that there's a problem in the Pasuk. It says, Shivas Yamim Tachasimo. V'hoya Shivas Yamim Tachasimo. 7 days, you shouldn't be makriv. It sounds like Leil Shmini is okay. Then the next pasuk says, "I'm a Yom Hashmini b'Hola." If in the daytime I'm the Shmini, so it sounds like Leil Shmini is not okay. So Rabbi Fetriki sees that there's a stira min ayibay in the pasuk. Shivas Yom Tachasima sounds like Leil Shmini is acceptable. Then it's only a Yom Hashmini. So he answers, "Leil Laila lehakdoshe v'yom lehartzoa." Usually, not only is it prohibited to be makriv a korban toch shmoina yamim, if you makriv a korban before the eighth day, it's a psul of mechus zman. The korban is pasul. Same thing if you shecht osav yezbeno. The next pasuk says osav yezbeno. Osav yezbeno is a din in America also, even not by korbanos, but osav yezbeno is a special din in korbanos. If I shechted one animal chulin today, and I want to shecht the beno or the mother on the same day as a korban, so you're not allowed to. It's an isur as beno. And if I did it, it's possible to, yeah, because that's called mechus hazman. So the Mishnah is having zvachim. There are two kinds of mechus hazman. One is if it's an osav yezbeno, I was supposed to wait till tomorrow. The other one, if it's toch shmoina, if you makriv a korban toch shmoina, it's possible to, yeah, because of mechus hazman. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, not only is the nisah not to be makriv a mechus hazman, there's a nisah not to be magdish. You're not allowed to say hareza oila, hareza shlam. You're not allowed to be magdish a korban toch shmoina. So that's what Rabbi Futriki farenfes the stira between the reisha dekra and the sefer dekra. Shivas yamim tachasima, but leil shmini you can be magdish it, but you can't be makriv it balayla. There's no hakravas hakarbanas balayla. Byom tzavoso, byom velo balayla. So yom is lahartzo. Hartzo means the hakravas hakarban can only take place. Leil Shmini is already good. You can be magdish the korban. That's Rabbi Futriki's chiddush. So there's a shagasari came up with the following chiddush. The Zohar made a comparison between milah b'shmini and hakravas hakarbanis miyom hashmini v'hola. So the Gemara in Yevamos says the shaila: an orel is not allowed to eat truma. A coin is an orel. There's a perika orel. In the end of Yibamas, Perkol says an oral is not permitted to eat truma. His Evet Kanani is allowed to coin king nefesh kinyan kaspo. The Eviknaini of the Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, even though the Odom, even though the owner of the Eviknaini is a Kohen Oral, he's not allowed to eat Truma, but his wife may eat Truma, and his Avodim may eat Truma. He can't eat Truma, he's an Oral. So the Gemara has a Shaila. Not only a Kohen Oral is not allowed to eat Truma, he's not allowed to do Sicha. If you have Shem and Shal Truma, there are different kinds of Truma. So if the Truma is, let's say, cookies, challah, so the Kohen should eat it. If the truma is wine, so he should drink it. And if the truma is shem and zayis, he shouldn't drink it. He should smear it on the body. Whatever is roi l'sicha, he should use sicha. Whatever is roi l'achila, he should do achila. Each form of truma is oimed l'mitzvasa, the correct way to use it. So the Gemara says explicitly, not only is it osur for a kohen oral to eat truma, a kohen oral is not allowed to smear shem and shel truma on his body. And let's say the Kohen had a little baby. The Kohen has a little baby. The baby is an oral. They didn't do the bris milah on the baby yet. So the baby is an oral, and the mother wants to shmir the baby with Shem Shal Truma. So if the baby is tameh, usually when the mother gives birth, the mother becomes tameh. The mother's going to touch a baby. The baby is going to become tameh. So the baby is tameh. Kohen tameh is not allowed to eat truma, not allowed to shmir truma. Echetim said that somehow the baby is not tameh. The doctor delivered the baby, And the baby didn't become tummy. It's highly improbable. How's it going to happen? The baby is born. It didn't touch the mother's body when it came out. The Gemara has a shayla. Yaitse Daifen is a shayla whether there's a din of shmini. Do you have to wait till the shmini? So the Gemara has a case where you need shmini. Let's leave out the case of Yaitse Daifen. So the Gemara has a suffix whether cotton. Koin cotton oral mal l'sucha shem shal truma. Before the Yom HaShmini, do you say there's no chiyav mila at all? So he's not considered an oral. So you're allowed to shmir shem shal truma on him. What do you say? No, there is a mitzvah of mila, but you can't do the kima mitzvah till the Yom HaShmini. So the Bavli has a suffix. It's in Bayit Leib Shita and Perika Oral. And all the Rishonim, the Rambam, and all the Rishonim quote, Rishalmi says lahakel. Rishalmi says that cotton oral Mutar l'such Hashem l'shal truma, because the chiyav milah doesn't begin until the Yom HaShmini, and before there's a chiyav milah, so he's not called an oral. An oral doesn't depend on mitzvahs; it depends whether there's a chiyav milah. So the Shagasari has a chiddush, an original chiddush. He writes Yeroli that Leil Shmini, when the baby already spent the first 7 days, and now it's Leil Shmini, even though he can't perform the bris milah balal, you have to wait till the morning. But he does become an oral, because the chiyav milah is chal leil shmini, but you can't fulfill the mitzvah till Yom HaShmini anymore. So he writes this original chiddush at the din of Rabbi Futriki by the karbonis that leil shmini laila lekdusha v'yom lahatzor leil shmini you're allowed to be makdish the korban just can't be makrifit. So that's relevant to the bris also. So there's a sefer Pri Yitzchok, Rabbi Tzola Petterburger. He was the most outstanding student of Rabbi Saul Salanter in learning. Rabbi Saul Salanter had three outstanding students. So this Rabbi Yitzchok Blaser, he was a rabbi in St. Petersburg. So he has a sefer Pri Yitzchok, a very strong sefer in halacha, Chuvas, very strong. He writes like a detective. He quotes a Rishon, was pshat, he looks in all the sources, and the Ozarua, and this way he tries to be mevar what the Rishonim are talking about. Research, real strong research. So he talks about this Shagasari. So he says, Shagasari must have forgotten it's a Beferish Yerushalmi. The Chiddush that he said is black and white in the Yerushalmi. The Hashvo, that just like Rabbi Futriki's Drosha, that Laila Lahakdosha, the Yom Lahartso, the Leil Shmini, is already considered Shmini, that you're permitted to be Magdish the Korban, so Leil Shmini by a baby, there would be an Isa L'Sukh Hashem and Shal Truma.
Just a quick question, going back to the Vilna Gaon, the reason that the father has to stand next to the mall is because, why? Because it's a Korban, and therefore the Bala Korban.
Oh, I never finished it, yeah. The Mishnah says in time, the Bala Korban has to stand next to the Korban. I never finished the paragraph, yes.
And there being a Malacha then for the father?
Anisa Malacha. I don't know. An interesting suggestion.
Maybe
needs
smicha on the
Korban. Yeah. I don't know. You got to figure out how far we go. Yeah. It's like a korban, right?
Oh, so that goes together with
it's like a korban, right? So that's what he's asking. Whoever brings the korban is also to do malacha that day. So we should say that the father is not allowed to do malacha at the end of the day. Yeah. Right, right. He said if Avraham Avinu would have volunteered on his own to perform the bris milah before he was netzabe, there wouldn't be any mitzvah because he wasn't an oral. He says it based on this, right? Bris Kerub said it based on this halacha. Okay, we'll stop here. Very good. It was suggested that we should start chazara on Sunday because the final is coming up soon. Okay, so we'll be that. We didn't even finish the first.